कालीकुलेन ललिता प्रमुखेन सार्धम् मातन्मती त्वमिह निर्भर नर्म गोष्ठिम् मत्पाणि कल्पित मनोहर खेलि कल्प आभूषयस्यति कदा स्वपनेन देवी। English meaning?
Oh, Queen, when eloquently joking with Lalita and your other friends, will you decorate with a nap? Will you decorate with a short rest the charming pastime bed I have made with my own hand?
Yeah, she is praying that they make flowers wait. Upon which you will sleep when you are both with Lalita, Visakha Chitra and all others are there, and they are doing Narma Goshthin. Narma means parihas.
Joking.
Joking conversation.
But parihas is rather gossip than joke. Parihas, but here narma goshtim, narma parihas, narma upit, love. And love type of madhur. So he has so much great desire. She wants to hear that parihas, narma goshti also. And to make bed of flowers. Yes. Raghunath, I have told you that Raghunath Das Goswami has two kinds of sevas. One in Raghunath shape and other in Tulasi Arati Manjari. When he became in senses of Raghunath Das Goswami, he reached and he... So when he is in the sense of Raghunath Das Goswami, he is bitterly weeping for that kind of seva, as in Rati Manjari. This prayer is in that sense. But sometimes they become in the awes of Tulasi Arati Manjari, in remembering. This is law. Narma Goshtim. He is remembering in Raghunath Goswami sense. He is remembering past times. That how they cut joke within themselves. He is remembering that he was in the bhavavesh of Rati Manjari. One day, after they taking milk, they were sitting, and at the same time, Shyamali Sakhi, came with a new, another Sakhi. Lalita, Visakha and all were gathered there. Srimati asked that, who is this New Sakhi? Shama told that she is new Sakhi. She has heard about you, that you are so qualified and so rasik and so sweet, so beautiful. Having heard your all these qualities, she prayed me to take me to you for your darshan. So she has come. Lalita and Vishakha and all other Sakhis and Srimati are that Sakhi is so beautiful. Radhika asked her, "What is your name?" She told that, "My name is New Sakhi." She told in such a manner, so sweet, with so taste rush, that all Sakhis were wondered. And they wanted to have friendship with her. Srimati told that, "Do you know song, sweet song?" She told like, not in word, but something, in a so good pose that all were moved. "Do you know dance?" She told that, "Bahut thoda." Understand? Bahut thoda. "Do you know art?" "Very little, about thoda." "Can you sing?" Lalita told that, "Yes, she should sing." She sang very beautiful, melodious tone in Saptam Rag. Aroha and Avaroha. You know, Aroha, Avaroha? Coming up and down. In very Karuna rush. Srimati Radhika told that, give her a very beautiful veena, how she can play on. Veena was given to her so beautifully. All were become very, very much accursed. After singing and so beautiful dance, a smiling face, so every Sakhi was so attracted. Radhika could not stay. She embraced her. But when he embraced, she felt that she is so much moved, and every
romance,
and she became like about to be fainted. That actually, why her this stage has come? She start towards Lalita and Vishakha. They were also astonished. They had some doubt. For so many years, this is the age of 16 or 14, but for 14 years we have not seen her. And so a beautiful lady in Braja. So they had some doubt. And they talked together with eyes. And Radhika has at once a plan. She told that, "Oh Sakhi, I have given my everything to you. And I want to decorate you. I will give you new cloth. New? Oh, kya niche wala? Langa. And this choli, I will give of myself. And I will wear all these things with my own hand. Then that Sakhi was looking to Shyamala, told that I have so many works to do at my home. My father and mother will angry if I will stay more. So I'll have to go. And she was trying to escape and to go from there. But all Sakhi catch hold of her. No, no, it may not be. You have danced so beautifully, you have sang so beautifully, you have danced so beautifully. So my Sakhi will ornament you. So Srimati Radhika at first gave her necklace to this. She had took that new Sakhi. And she told that what, there is no shame. We are both ladies with same age, same qualification. You should not hesitate. We are one. We are now Sakhi. And now adding Sakhi bhav to you. Now you are my full Sakhi. So forcibly she took her this chadar, dukul, and gave her dukul, and then lahanga, forcibly, and then this, when she put off her choli, she saw that some nakali, imitation, everything, flowers, and everything. They began to laugh and saw that he is no but himself Shyam. All began to laugh. This is Narma Parihas.
But only the Sakhi can hear and they can taste this thing, no other. So this kind of Narma Goshti is going on. And that time, Srimati or Roop Manjari or any Sakhi will order me that now whole day she is sitting and doing so. Now she should take a rest. So that Sakhi, Tulsi or Rati Manjari, is ordering Srimati Radhika, his Swamini, not to order, but yet she is ordered. You should go to come with me on the bed. See, she was tired now, Krishna has done. Now she was tired, she has to take rest. So here, mat pani kalpit manohar keli talpa abhushyasi kada svapanen devi. Svapanen devi, svapna means svapanen dream. 5 years told the word dream. Sakhi took Srimati Radhika on the bed which was made of petals and made these roaming there. Cockles were singing, whole prakriti, nature was uncool, favorable. MC when candidate, she was alone and Sakhi was messaging very gently. And they were remembering the past and seeing the sign on the body of Srimati Radhika. And Srimati Radhika has no sleep. When there is no fast sleep, dreams come. She was saying that Sam has come in the dream. But dream as if it was
real.
And Sam came and Sam could not, Sam was not giving time to sleep Srimati Radhika. Again she, Ajao. And she also went on the bed and Srimati Radhika is seeing that Sam is here, I am here. And realizing this, Sakhi is telling that at that time, Nyai Sabhiyu and your this Prabhu. So this is the meaning of Keli Talpa. Keli Talpa has so many vast meaning. But a sadhaka can understand according to their platform and qualification. To increase their mode is Radhananda Bhakti. Always reading like this, always hearing like this, always remembering like this, always serving like this. Living the outer mood of this body, mind and everything. Always thinking in that. Like Raghunath Das, when he is seen in inner Siddha Deha, he is so happy. And when he comes in outer sense, he becomes like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Vilas Pushpanjali, weeping and weeping. This is the first part of this. We should try and pray for these moods. And again we will meet on after Navadvip Parikrama. And up till now, up till that time, you should share.
It's a lamba.
Hajam kar sako. You will digest all these things. Elements Bilas. And it has so much bhashtan. Afterward, you will yourself realize. Sambhahaya satipadau avakim kariyam harup manjari pasau chakarambujedde jasmin manogya hridaye sadaye anayokim siman bhavishyat tarang subhavasarasa. Manogya Hridaye Radhike. O Radhike, you are Manogya Hridaye. Manogya means Manohare. Manohare means
beautiful.
Which can attract mind. You are not mind, but soul, heart. You should know that as this body has soul, mind, and these ingredients, senses, and parts of this body. Similarly, that soul has Sachidananda Swarup. It has also its own mind, own heart, own all these things. But it is so much sukshma. Sukshma? Particle. But yet, it is madhyamakar. Madhyamakar has no English word. Madhyamakar means we are of madhyamakar. Krishna is of madhyamakar. Radha is of madhyamakar. Say.
Little
size. Okay. Some beautiful things. All jeev has beautiful madhyamakar shape, but not visible by these eyes. That Krishna Roop is yet here in Vrindavan, everywhere. But Yogamaya is not helping us, so these eyes cannot see. So everyone, every jiva has its madhyamakar shape. So beautiful. Omanagya. So all the things, all the beautiful things, in those most beautiful is Srimati Radhe, Krishna. But Srimati Radhika is more beautiful. That is why she is monogamy for Krishna. So Sakhi here is feeling that Srimati Radhika is monogamy because she takes the mind and heart of Krishna also. Krishna himself tells in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been written that Krishna thinks that I am so beautiful in whole world, more than Narayana, more than Ram, more than anyone. But yet there is anyone who can attack me and more beautiful than me. I am so sweet, but that thing is more sweet than me. That is why I am always thinking and remembering that Srimati Radhika. So Radhika is Manogya. O Manogya. Subhavasara. King Subhavasara. Sa. That Subhavasara, man, Subh day, holy day will come, is praying to Srimati Radhika. That please give me what? Give me that soap day. That I may serve you in that. O Manogya, O beautiful, when Sambhahayasati Padau Tava Kinkari, I am your Kinkari, I am your Kinkari of Kinkari. Understand? When I'll have that occasion, that I will slowly and gently and sweetly, I will start your lotus feet. Harup manjari asau karam buje. Fancy will be tired. Srimati Havkar in walking in thick forest surrounding Radha Kunda. Shuddery to six
seasons
are serving. Especially Basanti is serving. It is all nature. And they are roaming and going some bilas. They are going on so many bilas, so many pastimes. So they are now somewhat tired. And Srimati is gently sleeping on the bed in Kunja near Govardhan. Rupanjari is bent with lot of hands. Jasmin manuk daridaye sadaye anayokin anayo mane both Radha and Krishna both sleeping and Rukmanjari is serving hands. By the corner of his eyes Rukmanjari is call me because I am her kinkari. And by that no word, no hallagulla. Hallagulla janta? No word. Only by calling them. And he called me and ordered me that you should serve that lotus feet of Srimati. So a devil may come for me that I will serve like so. So please. This is the simple meaning of this. But there are so hidden things in this. So try to test it. That's today. Try to remember and try to intervene this Lapushanjali and all this. By sadhana, chanting more with very healing mood then any day they will have mercy and automatically it will be. Then all these things will not disturb and automatically all these things will come. Always read, always sing like these things. Radha Krishna Pranamoh, you know this? Any other thing?
Can you sing it for me?
Eh?
Can you sing it now?
You should sing. My this is not sweet.
Oh, very famous.
So
that way we can see the melody
and the Sri Rupmanjari Pada. Say more Shampad. Say more Bhajana. And singing, eyes closed, sing the same, and heart is coming through eyes. When a day will come like this, no worldly sin, nothing can enter in.
You were explaining what made a good day. When Kamala And that if something happens to indicate that Krishna, Radha and Krishna will be there or be together in their recent service, then that makes for a good day.
This is so 55. Krishnamandiri, Raghunath Das Goswami is praying Srimati Radhika that when she will give the seva, service of the feet, actually this service is of Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. Rupa Manjari has a special affection for Rupa Manjari, that is Tulsi Manjari. So, last slope, Srila Prabhupada, yet she is sleeping on Srila Prabhupada. And Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari Bhava, doing service of Padasevan of Srimati Radhika. But hence she saw that Rupa Raghunath Das Goswami, that is, Rupa Manjari has come. Then he called by his eyes and gave it to Prasadi Seva. Prasadi Seva, you know?
Remnant service.
And told that, this is my best service, I am giving to you. And that she gets to Rupa Manjari. And she began to softly, gently message her lotus or kamal hands. Your Manogya Hriday, Manogya Hriday Nane? Manogya, Manogya. Srimati Radhika, Dhyam Nane knows the heart of any thinker. Those who can understand the feelings and modes of hearts of anyone is called Manogya. By Sanskrit, Jiradhi says, Here he is telling Manogya and O Radhike, you know my every move and everything of my heart. So you are Manogya. What I want? What she wants? She wants to serve your lotus feet. What is the speciality of that lotus feet? That Krishna has also interior motive to serve these lotus feet. Srimati orders for Krishna that, oh, come on and message my feet and decorate my feet. So Krishna, with his all love, affection from her, of her, he takes the feet. When he is telling all remembrance of past times is coming to Rupa Manjari. Rati Manjari. And in eyes they saying all these things that Krishna is messaging and bring service to these lotus feet. So how I am fortunate to have the service of these lotus feet. And Srimati Radhika herself gives orders to. When he gives orders, and Krishna is almost all controlled. Then that is Swadhin Bhaktita. So she is praying that, O Srimati Radhika, may I be able to serve you that lotus feet which Krishna touch that lotus feet. And he keeps it that reddish red color, that is altar, and keeps sometimes here and sometimes on here. So may I have this in my lap and I will do serve of this feet which Rupmanjari has given me as a prasadi. Manogya means also very, very manohar. Very beautiful. Manohar. All words, Sanskrit words have deep meaning and very related terms. So here, Manogya. Srimati Radhika is beautiful from his heart. How he left Krishna best because he is such a patri. Patri means qualification. That madan and modan which he has in his heart. That is why he kept Krishna so lovely. He takes three times bath, first, second, third. With all these body's parts are made of Krishna prema. Everything. He first takes bath of Prana Karunya. Karunya means when the girls are in less age, at about 12, there is called Vayasandhi. They are, from Pauganda they are entering in Vaishandhi. And after that, three is are there. Pratham, Madhya, and Purna. Srimati has passed Vaishandhi. And passing first stage, and he has reached to Madhya, not Purna, but going to Purna. So every age has come. And at that time, about to Purvarag, she never sees like this. Always wearing Lajja Sati. Semin, and the semin is the sati. Sati means cloth. Cloth means what? Langa. Langa, you know?
Yeah.
And this? Shyamrang. Raghunath Das Goswami has varnan kiya hai, bahut achhi tarah se. Is that fully in his books. What are the ornaments? Not these ornaments. So many sattvic bhav, vyabhichari bhav, anubhav, these are alankar of Srimati Radhika. Abharan, there are tilak, alankar, and all are abharan. Here not these things. See, Karna Bhushan is to hear Krishna Katha. No? Krishna Katha, you know? Krishna Katha. And all other things. So Srimati Radhika is one of them. From top to bottom, from inner to upper, everything is so Manabhya Manohar. Manohar means attractive to mind, heart. For heart, for heart, Krishna Manogya. He can check the heart of Krishna. So says Manogya. So Raghunath Goswami is remembering the whole shape of Srimati Radhika and praying to give her that kind of service. Krishna is not there. She was closing her eyes. And was sleeping on the bed. And she was dreaming. And in dream, at once, naughty Krishna came. And took up her mouth in his hand. Then Radhika told no. And then she woke Srimati Radhika. When Radhika awake, she saw that no Krishna here at all and began to cry and lament. At the same time, Raghunath Goswami was in his deep inner senses and seeing all these things. At first it was stopped and he saw that where is the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika in my lap. He saw that no feet, nothing, and began to cry and loudly, and he is praying Srimati Radhika. What I have seen, please, again you should give me. And saying this. This is the explanation of 55. Thus, keep it in heart. Try to develop your heart and try to do bhajan and serve your Gurudev. There are so many things hidden behind that it cannot be told to others. So you should try to serve and remember all this. When you will be in upper state, something more can be told and given. You should start from Mayapur. Again, all these things, what you have heard here, tell Mahaprabhu to give them in heart.